I'm Dan Klefstad. You're listening to Morning Edition. Illinois reported nearly 2,000 new COVID-19 cases Thursday. This comes as public health officials continue warnings that there could be a reversal in the state's progress against the spread of infection. The State Department of Public Health also announced 21 deaths. The average positivity rate over 7 days is 4%. Meanwhile, an Illinois judge's ruling allowed county jails to once again transfer some inmates to state prisons. Governor J.B. Pritzker stopped the moves in March in an effort to control the spread of COVID-19 in correctional facilities. But the ACLU says the dispute between the Department of Corrections and the state's sheriffs must be settled to avoid added risk. Camille Bennett is with the group that represented prisoners with health concerns.
Everybody should get on the same page about how to safely screen and transfer, you know, people into the custody of IDOC in accordance with public health guidance.
A Logan County judge ruled this week that inmate transfers should be carried out. Sheriffs argued many jails are becoming dangerously crowded. The state put rules in place, including testing all individuals before they are allowed inside a prison. A University of Illinois researcher's modeling suggests everyone on campus would get infected with COVID-19 within a few weeks of reopening if no preventative steps were taken. But mitigation efforts should keep that number of cases in the fall to under 500. Christine Herman has more.
Physicist Sergei Maslov says the calculations are crude, but they provide a sense of how important it will be for everyone on campus to take the precautions seriously. Wearing masks, social distancing, getting testing twice a week, and isolating or quarantining when necessary. He says it's also important that at least 60% of the Urbana campus opt into the Safer at Illinois app, which will help with contact tracing, notifying people who are likely to have been exposed to someone with COVID-19.
If it gives you an exposure notification, you should take it seriously because there's a very high likelihood that you might, in fact, be infected.
Maslov says by suppressing the epidemic on campus, the surrounding community will be protected. I'm Christine Herman.
And Illinois community colleges will receive more than $103 million to expand existing facilities and construct new buildings. The money comes from the Rebuild Illinois Capital Plan. I'm Dan Klefstad.
I'm Leah Lerner. Amber and Cruz from Southern Illinois are on their way to the East Coast to help with power restoration after Hurricane Isaias. Dozens of linemen and safety crews left Southern Illinois yesterday morning as a part of mutual aid agreement with Eversource Energy. The job is made a bit harder because of COVID-19, but company officials say the crews are doing what they can to appropriately distance themselves and wear their proper safety equipment. Millions of people remain without power after the storm plowed a path up the coast from North Carolina to Maine. Researchers at the University of Illinois have been analyzing COVID-19 data to help the state make decisions throughout the pandemic. Physicist Nigel Goldenfeld spoke at a live-streamed COVID-19 briefing yesterday. His early modeling predicted a major spike in cases at the start of the pandemic if immediate action wasn't taken, which convinced Governor J.B. Pritzker to implement shelter-in-place orders. Since then, he's been working with scientists on other Illinois campuses and state health officials to inform decisions on reopening the economy. To ensure the predictions are reliable, Goldenfeld says the campus work groups work independently to develop models based on data and then compare their findings.
This is sort of analogous to if you are going to see a doctor and you have some really serious condition, you usually ask for a second or a third opinion before really committing to do something serious. Because what if the first doctor was wrong?
Goldenfeld says a second wave of cases is now emerging and is predicted to result in more deaths in East Central Illinois than were seen in the first wave. Locally, a new death was reported in Pulaski County. More details on our website, WSIUnews.org.